77 WABC.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush. Sorry.
For so long.
Well, touch your own balls. I mean, you know what happens. There she is. We're going to talk to Laura Curran here, Nassau County exec, as the Islanders get set for that Game 2 matchup against the defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning later on tonight. The puck drops 8 p.m. in Tampa Bay. The Islanders eked out a 2-1 Game 1 win. They've had a great playoff, have the Islanders taking out the Pittsburgh Penguins in the first round, making quick work 6 games of the Boston Bruins in the second round. And now, once again, a chance to exact revenge against the team that knocked them out last year, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay went on to win the Stanley Cup, and now the Isles trying to get past them. And if they do, of course, they'd be back in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in, almost 40 years since those great Islander teams of Bossy and Trottier and Billy Smith and Denny Potvin, Gillies and Nystrom and all those guys won 4 Stanley Cups. So with that said, here she is, big-time Nassau County exec. Huge fans of her here, especially Bernard, Laura Curran. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Laura.
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're great. It's great to have you on the program today. And before we start talking politics and Long Island and all that stuff, I was so pleased to find out that you wanted to come on and talk about this Islander team because, you know, sports took a bit of a dive last year during the COVID, all the politics, all the pandering going on. Hockey, not really. And the Isles have a chance to do something really, really special here. Lamoriello and Barry Trotz run a great organization. So it's very exciting to hear, Laura, you're very excited about the Islanders.
It's amazing. You know, if you've been watching them, they're just getting better with every single game. The fact that they won on enemy ice to a team that beat them last year in this round of playoffs is really incredible. And if you've been able to go to any of the games at the Coliseum, the energy is, I mean, I've never really felt anything like it. You can just feel it in your soul. It is a soulful thing. And I think with that energy going to the team, that's part of the reason why they're playing it so well. Of course, it's practice, it's discipline, it's coaching and all of that. But the other thing that I love about it is gives us a real sense of pride here in Nassau County. You know, this is our team. They are called the Islanders. There's a new arena that's going to be done this fall where there's going to be their permanent home right in Nassau County. So it just gives everyone, especially me, a feeling of hope and a feeling of optimism and something to really get together and cheer for.
Yes, yeah, so Laura Curran, County Executive of Nassau County, my home. And Laura,
yes,
Curran,
you're my person. You're my constituent.
I am indeed. And I will vote for you next time because we'll talk more about the Islanders. But right now, I just want to applaud you for your performance during the pandemic. Your presence was reassuring. It was comforting. And the information was great without preening and all this narcissism that we saw on the part of some other people. But you were fantastic. I have to say that. And we'll talk to you about the kids in schools with the masks and et cetera, et cetera. But right now, back to the Islanders. You have a bet with the mayor of Tampa Bay. Tell us about that bet.
All right, so when we win this round, we get cigars, and I don't know, it's pretty close to Cuba, so we'll see if they're Cuban, and craft beer. And so you have to be fair. So if they win, they get Borelli's Pizza, Blue Line Bagels, and Oyster Bay Brewing Company craft beer.
Oh, my God, they win. They get the better end of the deal.
I know.
Yeah, come on. Well, I know this, Laura. I know that you're from Canada. So you do love the sport of hockey. This isn't just some girl from Massapequa who fell in love with Mike Bossy in the 80s. You're a Canadian girl, and you do love hockey. So this enthusiasm, this is born to you. That's your sport.
That's right. My father played hockey, you know, high school and college, and grew up in a Maple Leafs household. But, of course, since I moved to the island several decades ago, I have adopted the Islanders as my own.
Oh, you were in Toronto? That's where you grew up?
Yeah. Actually, I bounced around a lot as a kid, but my dad was a big Leafs fan. I was born in Ontario.
So you're just a genuine hockey fan to begin with, which is refreshing and not a lot, not necessarily a lot of people. But out on Long Island, yes, there are. Islander fans are diehard. Back to the pandemic, which I believe is over now. We've reached in New York State, as you know, Laura Kern, you tweeted this out, 70% of the people, of adults, have been vaccinated at least one shot. In Nassau County, the number is 77%. And the governor has said we can go back to normal now. What does that mean in practical terms for us in Nassau County and generally speaking, I guess, around the state?
Yeah, I don't want to boast, but the governor said last week when we get to 70% of adults vaccinated, he will lift most restrictions, which is great. And I expect we're going to find out what that means today. I expect, you know, there'll be an announcement. I'm waiting for something. But, you know, I don't want to brag. We got to 70% weeks ago. We're actually a little over 77% today. And that is a credit to our amazing health department, our health commissioner, but also to our residents who understand the importance of freedom. You know, the fact that we can pack the Coliseum with 13,000 fans, the fact that we can go about our business not worried anymore, get our businesses running again, is really amazing.
So it really is. Congratulations, by the way.
Yes, great job. Yes. So Bernard, of course, lives on Long Island and loves you. And I know you.
Beautiful Long Beach. Beautiful Long Beach.
Yes,
I love it down there.
Yes, he's a star out there. Me, I live in the city, but I will tell you, Laura, that I just plunked down a lot of money to join a beach club, Atlantic Beach, Catalina Beach Club. So I'll be spending a lot of my weekends now in your part of town in Nassau County. I'm not thrilled
That's
with the traffic.
Awesome.
Well, I know, but the traffic, once you get around Kennedy Airport coming from the city to the island, gets a bit rough. How can you help me with that?
Well, Bernie, I don't know if you've noticed this, but it seems like people through the pandemic forgot how to drive. They're driving like lunatics, and I'm not sure why that is. Yeah, traffic was bad before, but it kind of was predictable. Now people are just going all over the place. They're making these crazy left-hand turns. They're stopping suddenly. I don't know. People have to learn how to drive again. Because the reason is, part of the reason is, people are excited. They're going out. They're going to the beach. They're doing this. They're doing that. But a lot of people are moving out here. A lot of your neighbors in the city are moving to Nassau County. Housing prices are really high right now. There are bidding wars. But I think people, you know, they get a taste of the beach. We have wonderful schools. We've got a lot going for us here. And I think people are giving the suburbs a new look.
We really do. Laura Curran, Nassau County Executive, wildly successful Nassau County Executive. Laura, you were, there's this issue with kids in schools wearing masks. And your position was, I believe, that parents and educators should make the decision, not the state. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you are correct. I saw how our vaccination rates were going. I saw how our infection rate has been below 5% for a long time now. And I really believe that we've been at the point, and I said this weeks ago, that we're at the point where the guidance has to match the reality on the ground. And when you look at, and I talk to my health commissioner, Larry Eisenstein, about this all the time, we weigh the risks and the benefits. The risks are so low, but the benefits of updating the guidance, loosening the mask restrictions, are so high. And I always say there's always some risk in life. There is no such thing as zero risk. You walk out of your door in the morning, there's a risk. You know, you get in your car, there's a risk. We know that. We calculate risk. We mitigate risks as much as we can. But the risks are so incredibly low that even if it's just a month or a few weeks left in a school year, that is a long time in a child's life.
It is. Laura, I don't know if you know this, but the last time we've had a parade here in New York was when the women's soccer team, Megan Rapinoe's team, won the gold medal. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if the Islanders beat the Lightning and go on to win the next round and win the Stanley Cup and enjoy their first Stanley Cup win in nearly 40 years, there's got to be a parade somewhere on Long Island, maybe Uniondale by the Nassau Coliseum. I don't know where you guys are going to do it.
The boardwalk.
Maybe the boardwalk. But if you do that, even though he's not the biggest Islander fan, I want to endorse Bernard McGurk as the Grand Marshal of the Islander Victory Parade. This is coming from Sid. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I want to endorse Bernie. Can we get that done?
Well, first we have to win.
Yes.
And I will say I am superstitious. So it's always if we win.
I like that.
Now, if we win, there will be something big. There will be something fun. It might begin with the letter P. And if Bernard is interested in playing a leading role or any kind of role, we can absolutely have that conversation.
I would defer to Congressman, former Congressman Peter King, who is a diehard Islanders fan and a champion of the barn itself, the Nassau Coliseum. Hey, Laura, speaking of the barn, the Islanders will be back on Thursday and again on Saturday. Will you be in attendance at either game?
I hope to get some tickets. We'll see. I hear they're really expensive, but I'm going to try to make it. I want to. If not, I will be cheering from a sports bar, cheering from home, but there really is nothing like being there. And the new UBS Arena should be opening soon, which I did a tour of it. It's in Elmont, which I in Bel- by Belmont, and I want to tell everyone that's actually in Nassau County. It's not in Queens. And it has 4,000 more seats, but it has that intimate, immediate feel of the Coliseum. So I'm really excited.
It's going to be beautiful. The Brooklyn thing, the Barclays Center, was a bad watch for a hockey game.
Yeah.
It was just a bad watch.
Disaster.
Yeah, but this is going to be great, and it's exciting for the people of Long Island. You, as Bernie points out, almost on a daily basis, are tremendous at your job. Your folks out there, your constituents like Bernie, love you. So continued success. Good luck to your Isles later on tonight. I look forward to seeing you at the parade.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Laura, very much. You're a breath of fresh air. Laura Curran, County Executive, Nassau County on the Bernie and Sid Show. You go Islanders. Have a great week. Thank you, Laura.